Salem.com.
A service of Salem Communications.
It's 1 o'clock.
The views and opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, Hawaii. This is Rolling Bob in for George, who's feeling a little bit under the weather today, but fortunate for me, he called me to be in, and I think our guy from Punisham Sports will be here with me, but right now it's me, and I just have to tell you that it's a real honor. Thank you, George, again, for entrusting me with this. If you do want to call, the number is, of course, 296-5467. 296-5467 gets you on the air. And today, you know, I wasn't going to talk politics, but I'm in the studio, and who is standing in front of me dancing around? The engineer looks around, and it was the mayor. He just ran out the door. He's like, oh, no, Rolling Bob's next door. I better make a break for the door. Anyway, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But again, it's a beautiful, beautiful day in Hawaii. You know what I'd like to, for you to call in today and talk about? I mean, I can give you a little bit of advice on car care and everything. But I would really like to hear your comments on the state of the roads in our state, because again, not to tie into politics, but that was one of the things that the mayor ran on, was how he was going to be out there fixing the potholes. And I was driving here thinking about it, and I cannot think of a stretch of road that has been majorly improved since he's been in office. Now, I could be wrong, and that's why I'm asking you to call in. So again, you could give us a call, 296-5467, get you on the air with me, and you know, we're going to have a good time today. We're going to relax a little bit, talk a little bit of politics, talk a little bit about cars. You know, I was watching a show the other night called America, The Story of Us, and they were showing how the Model T had changed everything, because before then, people couldn't afford cars. And the part that struck me was that people had no concept of how to steer the car. And, of course, some of you are going to say people still have no concept of how to steer the car. But generally we do. But can you imagine, though, there was nothing like that. I mean, cars were for rich people, as can be like today, like people that have private jets, you know, and you got a Gulfstream 4. Well, back then you had a car. You had your own personal auto mechanic. And, you know, it was just a novelty. And from that, we evolved to where we are today, which is pretty much we take cars for granted. You jump in your car, you turn it on, it starts, and you drive off. And, you know, we, as George always reminds you, you need to be checking your oil, you know, check your tire pressure, you know, clean your air conditioners, all this maintenance stuff. But generally, cars, for the most part, are pretty self-efficient. Run good. You jump, like I said, most of us jump in the car, you start it, you drive off, and it runs great. But then you have the problem of course, you're going down the road and you're hitting potholes. And the potholes cause damage to the suspension. And there was a study recently where they said that the mayor is back dancing again. What is he taunting me? Does he hear me on the air? Well, anyway, so the potholes do cause damage to your car. And it's like an unseen kind of damage that builds up, because as you keep, you know, hitting a pothole, your suspension, your frame actually changes. I mean, it changes the way your camber of your car and your tires wear out. And then your, you know, tires aren't cheap. Nothing is cheap on your car. It's just one of those things. But anyway, again, you can give me a call at 296-5467. Also, lot of things in the news. We could talk about the oil spill. You know, there's not really much you could do, But one of my observations on that has been that as we force the people to drill farther and farther out into the ocean, they've had to drill deeper and deeper. And this is the first time they've had an incident that deep. So, okay, I think we have a caller.
We do. We have Dorothy from Honolulu.
All right, Dorothy, welcome to George Need Automotive 101. How's your day going?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Rolling Bob. I wonder if you could help me out, if you can answer this question, or maybe if some listener could call in about that.
Okay.
I wanted to have my wheel aligned, you know, and then before they could do it, they said I would have to do a have something done to the car. Like they mentioned, both of my control arms has to be fixed. The left front inner tire rod has to be fixed, and both side outer side rod has to be
fixed. Okay.
Before I can have my wheel aligned, it might cost me about $1,600-$1,700. Now, I have an 89 Camry. It's in good condition, except, I guess, whatever this has to be done. Would you do it just, would you, I mean, with a car that old, would you recommend me having it done?
Or? You know, I would look at, first of all, is your car is obviously paid off.
Yes, yes.
Okay. How's the rest of the car?
Very in good condition. Everybody sees the car, they want to buy it from me, but, you know, because it's such good condition, you know, you can look at it, look at a brand new car. In fact, I just took the, I had towels covering my car, and, you know, I took it off, I said, oh, God, this is like a brand new car. The seats are real brand new blue, you know?
Oh, right. Well, you know, I first thing I would probably do is take it to another mechanic, maybe swing it by George and get a second, you know, person to look at it, just like you would with, you know, if you go to the doctor. You know, they always say, I would go to another shop, get an estimate. Some shops charge you for the estimate, but it sounds like you have a really good car. And I always look at, you know, how much is a new car going to cost you per month? You have no payment, so the $1,800... You know, if your car is in good condition, isn't that expensive?
Oh, I see. But, you know, because of that old, I was wondering, you know, if I didn't have it fixed, would something happen to the car, like, you know, about the tire rods and...
Well, what would happen first is you're going to see real bad tire wear, so you're going to be buying tires off, which is probably what got you there, right? Your front tires are bald.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like the car wasn't aligned right when I'm driving, so I thought maybe it's a wheel alignment.
Right.
My car and tires looked okay, except that, you know...
Dorothy, you probably should call George and have him check it out for you.
Before I do anything.
Huh? Yeah, because I think it's important to have your tie rods working right.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, and I was going to say, then there's a safety issue. Because if you need to steer... You know, and if your steering goes out. But, yeah, you know where George's shop is?
Yeah, I know where his shop
is. Yeah, give him a call and stop by. He's sick today, so I don't... Okay. Is there anybody at the shop today? No.
Yeah, there's somebody at the shop today. You can call there and make an appointment.
Oh, okay. I thank you so much.
Okay.
Hey, for helping.
Hold on. Okay. I'm not going to let you go that easy.
Oh, you got a number?
No. I got a question for you. Okay, what road in Honolulu have you seen the most improvement in?
Improvement? God, hardly any roads has improved.
Okay, well, we're just taking a survey.
Well, you know, I know they want to fix all the freeway, but God, every place you see, you bump. Especially right now on Nuano. God, that road there is terrible. They dug that place up several weeks ago, and the center part they kind of paved a little. But you go through that thing, it's just bumpity bump from the Judge Street up to almost Kokini.
Yeah, have you ever noticed that? They don't quite pave it even for some reason.
No, they just fix where they did, but it's not an even level.
You know, it may be that the guy that paves the road, cousin, is the guy that does front end alignment.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank
All right, you have a great... Hey, don't forget, take that by George and let him check it out.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
All right. Look, my first on-air car advice of the day that I probably didn't give her any advice.
You did? You told her to take it by, get a second opinion. That was very good.
I know, but you know, George is on here. George is, you know what used to, well, it still amazes me. If people would call, and when we were at another station, I used to be in the studio with him. And Wanda, so person calls up. Oh, I got a 2001, blah, blah, blah. And George goes, oh, the spark plug number is 75-2. And I go, how does he do that? There's no book or nothing. So you know, that tells you how, you know, good he is at fixing cars and stuff, because he's got that stuff in memory. And, of course, that comes from experience. And he does all my car care work. Okay, so Dorothy doesn't know any. Wanda, do you know of any improved roads since the mayor took over?
Why, Bob, do you know of any?
No, that's why I was asking the question. I was thinking, hey, there's got to be one road. Well, I know that the Leaky Highway, Townside, but isn't that might be a state road? Because they redid that and, you know, put up a new concrete middle, and it's all pretty now. But the rest of the roads, oh, my goodness, I tell you, it is tough out there. But anyway, moving right along, what should I talk about next?
Well, were you happy with the results for, what office is that now?
Oh,
Congress?
Yeah, Congress, Charles DeJoux. Yeah, I like Charles. Charles is all right. You know, my theory is anybody that hasn't been there before is fine with me. I would send Wanda up there. I would send myself up there. With the only stipulation, though, is 2 terms, you come back, and you get a real job. Not that it's not hard work up there, I'm sure, but I don't know. Every time I see those guys, all they're doing is waving and smiling and blaming the other guy.
Yeah, there probably should be a term limit on it.
Yeah, there should. But you know what's funny? Wait a minute. I'm getting a flag. I'm not supposed to talk politics. But I will just, what do we got, about 4 minutes to break? Okay, well, I'll take 4 minutes and say one thing, though. I really believe we should change the rule so that people have to remain in office until their term is over before they can run for another office. And that goes for the senators, the mayor, the governor, because not only does it happen here in Hawaii, as we saw with like Charles DeJoux, you know, and the city's got to pay out $1 million for an election that's not scheduled, but look at how many other places in the country they do that. And then what happens is that I observe is they appoint somebody that the people didn't vote for the office. You know, like, in other words, I believe that when Mufi steps down, the city manager, it becomes mayor.
Right.
See, I don't know anything about him. I didn't vote for him. But now he's going to be running the city.
And isn't he running for the mayor's position?
Well, he's going to run for the mayor position after, you know, November. I mean, in November. But right now, he just becomes the mayor.
Acting mayor.
So, you know, you have all this crux of position with people with political ambition when
All along they knew that they were going to run for another office?
Well, I don't know if all along they knew they were going to run for another office, but I could tell you he probably thought about it a long time. But you know, but every politician runs for office telling you they're the only person that's qualified to do that job. Now,
right.
I'll say that again because I know some people probably went, well, what did he just say? Every politician runs telling you they're the only person that can do that job. Neil Abercrombie said, I'm the only person that can go to Washington and get things done and do the best job for you. Dan Inouye says, I'm the only person that can go to Washington and bring home the money I bring home. It's, you know, Mufi Hanneman runs for mayor. I'm the only guy that can straighten out the city. You know, I'm the only guy that I'll be the pothole guy. If we can't afford it, we won't spend the money. And that's what everybody runs on, but suddenly, part of the way through their term, they're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm the only guy that could be governor. Forget about the city. And I just think that you run for an office, you need to fulfill the obligation of that office.
Especially if you got in and spent all that money to get yourself in.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, once you've done those kind of things, then you are tied in to your obligation. So now you're going to follow through exactly where you're at. You know, but again, you're going along and you see a chance to, you know, do something else and you jump on it, and then you have all these special elections. You got, you know, people changing things around. It's just crazy. And I think that the people aren't served, because that's not why you elect people, so that they can run for another office.
Okay. Well, anybody else have a different opinion? Call us.
Yeah, I'd love to debate some, because, you know, it's no fun when you just go, yeah, I agree. I'm sure somebody's thinking, he has no idea what he's talking about. That's okay. What I'd like to hear.
Well, give us a call. What's the number here, Bob?
296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with Rolling Bob.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
All right. Thank you. Welcome again one more time to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita, who's out today. Bob is in. Rolling Bob in the studio. 296-5467. And I see we have a caller.
We do. We have Robert from Palolo, and I believe he said Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Robert, how you doing today?
Hi. You can call me Bob, too.
Oh, hey, you know, that's a great name, by the way.
Anyways, I live half the time in Palolo and half the time in Los Angeles.
Wow, okay.
We're caring for our 91-year-old aunt. Anyway, on the road, several months ago, Palolo Avenue was resurfaced, you know, from Wailea Avenue, Palolo, all the way up to around to the 10th. But it was repaved, and the credit most likely was Ann Kobayashi, the council lady.
Right.
She pushed it through, and I believe she was responsible for that. But the request came from the neighborhood in Palolo into the neighborhood board meeting.
Oh, so you had to go to the neighborhood board meeting.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of the things get done. You know, you have board members that are elected from the neighborhood. Either they live in the neighborhood or they have businesses in the neighborhood.
Right.
And from the input from downline, it goes up to the youth municipalities, the police department, you know, all of the agencies, including the mayor's office and the governor's office representative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how things get done.
Now, what do you think about that?
I think that system works.
Don't you think there should be, like, they should know, they should have some kind of schedule and somebody checking on the road conditions?
Well, I think the best way is from the users of those roads.
No.
Feed up line. And every month they get reports back from all of the agencies, including the mayor's office, on things that are being worked on. And the roads and the signals are things that come up all the time.
Right, yeah. Because I do notice that they have been putting up new signals.
Yeah, around. And that's because of the citizens.
Right.
Urging upline to get that done.
So how was the work? Did they do a good job?
The work was good. The only thing is not organized, because as far as in my area, the roads were done about 5 o'clock, completely relayed with new asphalt.
Uh-huh.
Steamroller and everything. But that night at 11:30, another department was digging it up, whether it be sewer or what, and left some big scars the very night.
Now, you see, that's kind of what I was talking about when you say that the neighborhood board, which I think is good, gets involved, you're active. And you go into the city and you're saying, hey, we need our road paved, it's pretty bad. And the city comes in, obviously, and paves. What I was suggesting and what I think should be in place is that they pretty much know, you know, asphalt has a life of X amount of years.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at. There should be some schedule, you know, that's, you know, in other words, instead of that process, which obviously takes time, they should know, you know, hey, this road is in this condition. And again, with as many workers driving around, you know, during the day as I see driving around, it just surprises me that there doesn't seem to be this more of a proactive, you know, road repair. And like you said, that is completely ridiculous, where somebody should sit down and go, okay, I was doing reading the other day where in some of the cities now, and I heard what's when you get in front of the mic, your brain freezes. The, like, professor that's running for mayor.
Panos?
Yeah, Panos was talking about, and then I did research on it, where they're putting the sewer pipes under the sidewalks and water pipes out of the middle of the road, because it's cheaper to tear up a sidewalk than it is to, you know, tear up the road, and it doesn't impact traffic as much. And just, you know, I just wish that I could see more things like that happening here.
But until that happens, I guess each neighborhood can
expedite
their problem.
Yeah, and you do know that there are more neighborhoods, some neighborhoods are more involved than other neighborhoods,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's why I think that's important, that the neighborhood who has any complaints go to those meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it up, because you get pressed for answers the following month, every month. So,
okay, well, you know what? We're going to put you down for the side of has seen a road improved, and I'm going to take it that you were happy until they tore it back up to fix something.
Well, it's still better than the way it was before.
Oh, okay. So did they repair it? I mean, were they finished, and did they repair it?
Oh, yeah, they repaired it, but you can still see the scars, and then they repainted the whole thing, and it's
All right. Well, good. Well, anything else we could help you with today?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you for calling.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. See, the neighborhood boards in action, which is, I think, is good. Actually, I would like to see them give the neighborhood board some money again. Everybody pauses. What? You know, the neighborhood. It's just like states, you know, keep the money in the state, keep the money in the neighborhood. You know, support your... Anyway, I know, somebody call and go, no, that's not fair, because the poor neighborhoods won't get as much money. Yeah. Anyway, 296-5467 is how do you get hold of us today. So, tires. So, I have to get new tires, which is why I was on the subject of roads. And $154 apiece. And I didn't think I needed new tires till...
So what, George told you needed new tires?
Well, no, actually, I was looking at them, because I do actually look at my car once in a while.
But you do it a lot of driving, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I service, I'm in you know, tech support, so I'm always running around fixing stuff for people and companies. And so, you know, that's why they call me Rolling Bob. So I'm out on the road all the time. And I still got to tell you, though, people are not driving any better. And I can't tell you how many people I see talking on the cell phone.
They're still doing it.
Oh, all the time. I bet you right now, if you're in a car, you could look left or right, there's somebody talking on the cell phone. Holding it up, driving along. The other day I saw a lady, oh wait, I'm not going to put sex into it. I saw a person driving with a cell phone, a cup of coffee, and a cigarette.
All three of those
All three of those things in their hands. They were like holding the wheel with the cup of coffee, and they had, you know, the two fingers holding a cigarette, and they were holding the phone up to their head, driving down the road. I see some wild stuff. I see people eating plate lunches, you know, while they're driving with the whole styrofoam thing. It's amazing to me that we don't have more accidents. But somehow we manage to struggle through it. But, you know, like George always says, what I think is a real good practice is when you go to the gas station to get gas, you know, you should be checking your oil, but take the time to walk around your car and just look at your car. Because how many times have you done that, Wanda, where you just, a lot of people are in the habit, you walk up to your car, you jump in the car, you drive.
Right.
Out the car. Yeah. Do you ever look at the other side of your car?
No. And then sometimes the thought runs through my mind like, oh, maybe I should have looked at the other side of my car in case somebody flashed my tires or something.
Yeah, flat tire or somebody sideswipes you in a parking lot or something. So when I get gas, as a habit, I just walk around the car and I look at my tires and look at the bumpers and the lights, that's just a little tip. The other thing I do is I try to back in parking spaces so it's easier. And this is some of Rolling Bob's safety tips when I used to teach people how to drive, is you back on arrival so you have a clearer view of what's around you. You back in. The advantage is if you're backing in front of a store or something, guess what you get to check while you're backing up? You look in the mirror and your lights will reflect from the glass in the store window.
Right.
And you can see,
both
my brake lights are working, my backup lights are working. And then sometimes, you know, you do a little left signal, little right signal. And, you know, it's little things like that. I know it sounds goofy, but trust me, you'll appreciate it when you don't get rear-ended because your brake lights are out and you don't realize it. And then, you know, you got, what do you say? You get out and go, wow, what do you mean I don't have brake lights? I never checked. But that, you know, something like that is, again, very easy. Doesn't take a lot of time. That's just a few minutes. And then if you back in when you leave, it's easier to pull out of the parking space because you're facing forward. You could pull out slowly and check everything. So I think we got another call.
We do. We have Art from IA.
Hey, Art, how are we doing today?
Oh, fine. Hi, Rolling Bob.
Hey, good to talk to you. What's happening?
Yeah, I had a question. I noticed when your show first started, it might have been the first commercial, I noticed that there was Ants Oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I must have missed it last week. I was only able to listen just a little bit to George last week's show, and so I guess somebody had mentioned, or I caught the tail end of it, but regarding... he's recommending Ants Oil now instead of Royal Purple, and I'm looking at the website, George's website, recommended parts and manufacturers, and I notice under oil, like it's blank. What's going on with that? What's happening?
Oh, I tell you, you should probably call back next week and talk to George.
I mean,
what really happened is it's a change of sponsorship as far as the show, and so. One of the
but I heard George saying that the reason why he's saying Ams Oil is because they're the only ones that say they have some kind of guarantee on the bottle, like 25,000 miles or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Oh, I got that. Yeah, that's what I heard last part.
Yeah. And I guess no one else, I never checked an oil bottle, but no one else you know, guarantees 25,000 miles. They don't have it printed on their bottles.
Yeah. Well, normally George, he would do all the conducted tests and everything. They had George tested the oil because he really gave it, you know, like Royal Purple really good, and he tested it, and I used it for our cars and everything for years now, and I don't know, I'm just curious.
I believe he's testing now.
Well, I'm sure Royal Purple's still good.
Yeah, but, well, what I was going to say, and of course this is just my answer and isn't George's answer because I'm speaking for myself, but again, I think a big part of it has to do with sponsorship for the show. As you know, he need to find a sponsor. So, and that's probably one of the more difficult things. You know, it's like, you know, like if your show is sponsored by a certain product, and then another product, they may be equal or better. It isn't really, you know, that we don't like Royal Purple. You know what I'm trying to say. It isn't that it's a bad product. It's just that we've changed sponsorship. And, of course, you want to make, you know, your sponsors happy. I would give another example of, you know, NASCAR. You have a sponsors on the car, and some weeks there's different sponsors. It doesn't mean that, you know, the product was bad or anything. It's just, unfortunately, the way of business. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes. Oh yes, I know it's not. I know it's not personal business. I know. It's
Yeah, and it's and believe me, it's very hard. As like you can see, as we're, because again, it isn't black and white. Like we could just say, you know, this is that or that. That's just unfortunately how the business works, and you know.
How do you spell ants oil? I mean, I'm not sure the spelling.
AMSOIL?
I think so.
Yep. AMSOIL. Okay, AMSOIL. And it's good product. Royal Purple's a good product.
Right.
You know, and it's like picking gas. You know, you pick what your comfort. Now, before you go, let me ask you the question of the day about what road has been improved.
Especially Waikiki's really terrible. You would think the roads out there would be really nice because that is like our main attraction here.
Yeah.
Have you been out there lately? Waikiki is terrible. The roads are terrible.
I've been down Kahio. I try to stay off of Kalakaua myself.
Oh, yeah, Kalakaua is really bad. And that's like the main road, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Really bad.
Well, you know, I'm still talking about the airport.
Yeah.
The airport is bad.
Well, thank you. Well, you have a nice day.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
You too,
Juan. All right, we'll be right back after this break.
Yes, you're listening to Automotive 101 with Rolling Bob today because George is out sick.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
All right, here's Bob sitting in for George today, who's out sick, and I'm sure he's getting better. You can reach us at 296-5467, rolling Bob in, little politics, little potholes, and a couple of callers, so we'll get right to the phone.
We have another Robert, Rob from Ainahaina.
Oh, my buddy Rob. Rob, how you doing?
Rob, oh, Bob. Rob, Bob.
Rob, Bob, Bob, Rob.
All these Roberts, Lopakas, everywhere. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine. I wanted to give a big shout-out and a get well ASAP to George.
Oh, well, just don't worry, because I'm going to feed him a little bit of samurai that I have saved. He'll be up and around in a day. Don't worry.
You held on to something.
Yeah, I got a bottle.
Cool.
So what do you think?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that in Ainahaina, when you come in off of Kalanianioli Highway to turn into the shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you go up the valley on West Hind, all those side streets on your right, which are all basic loops, you know, you go
right,
in
yeah.
one way and come out, back to West Hind, in again, around, you know, and those were just all repaved and restriped. Beautiful.
Well, there you go.
Doesn't do us any good, you know, driving on the regular road that goes by those little roads that go into these little hidden neighborhoods.
Yeah, you would think that the main roads, but hey, I don't know, but that's why I asked the question, because I knew people would call in and let us know where the roads, because they got to be fixing them somewhere.
And Bob, if this guy is running for governor, and we've seen how he's handled sewers and roads.
Yes, I know where you're going.
Scratching my little pea head here.
Hey, I don't know. But like I said earlier, if you heard me, he's the only guy, he'll tell you, he's the only guy that can do it, so.
Boy, his ads are so just, wow, backstabbing, sneaky kind. Have you heard any of them, Bob?
Oh, of course.
Oh.
But, you know, honestly, I actually tuned the ads out because nobody has a really truthful ad. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I caught it the other day when he first, you know, he announced that one day, and then, of course, the
yeah.
next day they started running his big, long-winded one, right? And
I thought
this is the first one I'll listen to, but you're right. I mean, I won't listen to any more. But
and he wasn't going to run, and now he's running. And
I just thought it was it really took me a couple of seconds to kind of get what he was trying to portray.
Oh, yeah.
In his message. I didn't realize he was talking about Abercrombie.
Well, of course. It's like we're all buddies till we're running.
Oh, boy, blood's going to be running in the
right.
street.
And I got some calls. I got some calls, but before I let you go.
Yeah, let me go.
No, wait. I'm going to. Oh, well, listen to this.
All right.
Politics is like, you remember the old Bugs Bunny commercial? They had the, like, sheepdog and the coyote.
Sure.
And they go to work and they're friends.
Yeah.
And then they punch in and they blow each other up and, you know, throws them off the cliff.
That's good
And
analogy.
He's about to drop them off the cliff, and the whistle goes, and it's lunch, and they sit there, and they're buddies. The same thing here.
That's a good one, Bob.
That's just how it's going to happen. Well, listen, Rob, you take care of yourself. Thanks for calling.
Keep up the good work.
All right.
Okay, we have Cece from Honolulu.
Cece, how you doing today?
George.
This is Bob.
That's Bob. Okay. You're talking about politics, and there's something that I wanted to ask you. You know...
Wait, Cece, can you turn your radio down in the background?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're going to get us both confused.
Yeah, you're going to have a feedback, yeah. Okay. The thing is, Murphy Hanneman announced his candidacy for the governor's race this week, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's going to continue as mayor until July. That's my understanding. He didn't resign.
Right.
Now, the thing that I wanted to ask you, is it ethical for him to be the mayor of Honolulu and openly, you know, run for governor?
No.
You know why?
It isn't. No, it's wrong.
You know why I'm calling you?
Yeah.
Because I was listening to the radio yesterday, and he's saying that a person running for governor has to have administrative experience and that he is the one that has it. So I wondered, how can he, as a mayor, you know, openly run for the governor's race when he hasn't even resigned?
Well, because he's not officially running until the 20th. So it's a little loophole ethically. Personally, I wouldn't do it. But as I said earlier, I think you need to be held to your full term and then end your term and then do whatever you want to do after that.
You know what gripes me? Because he's getting paid, the governor's, not the governor's, but the mayor's salary all this time until July.
Oh, yeah. And plus, as mayor, he's on the news anytime he wants to be, which is like free campaign.
Anyway, I think it's not ethical. I think you have to play on a level field for everybody, you know, so that everybody has a fair chance, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat running for any office. I think everybody has to have, the same.
You know, you're preaching to the choir. I don't know what else to tell you, but you're right, and it's obvious. Hey, listen, I got to run.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks again for the call. Listen, folks, you can reach us at 296-5467. Who we got up next?
We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Wayne, how you doing today?
Hello, Bob. I've got a question about a couple callers back about the oil. You know, I was out of town last week, so I missed the show.
Uh-huh.
And what oil is George recommending, a different oil now?
The show now is sponsored by Amsoil.
What?
Amsoil. AMSOIL. It's another synthetic oil.
Oh, synthetic.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask. And where do you get those?
You know, I don't have the list in front of me yet because they're a new sponsor, so I don't have those details for you. But I'm sure if you listen, you could probably call George's shop and get the answer.
Okay. I was just wondering whether it was synthetic or not. And
yeah. No. It is. It's a full synthetic.
Okay, and we're not sure where to get it from. It doesn't seem like it's carried in a lot of places. Huh? I haven't seen.
I know I've seen it around. I think at Napa they have it, but I'm not. You know, again, I don't want to speak out of turn. That's why I don't want to. That's why I don't want to talk. I'm like stuck here. So.
Yeah.
You probably should call next week, and maybe George can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right.
All right, thanks a lot for your call.
Bye.
Aloha. All right, rolling right along.
Okay, we have Glenn from Waianae.
Glenn, how's it going?
Hey, rolling Bob.
How you doing, man? Got a comment for you.
Oh, I was going to just say, don't ask me about oil. Go ahead.
You were saying the state and county guys just drive around, but they don't know where the potholes are?
I didn't exactly. What I said was, with the state, as many state and county cars driving around, it surprises me that there isn't a reporting system to report damaged roads.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, all you got to do is put a plate lunch town next to a pothole and they'd be right there in two shakes.
See, you could say that. I'm known, and I want to live in this town.
My friends work for the state and county, and they're probably listening right now, so I'm going to get...
Hey, you don't know. I got a lot of friends that work there, too, and I'm very careful to say that I never say that they're not working, and I'll say it again so it's clear so I can drive home with some relative safety, that I would think that with as many county vehicles, city vehicles driving around, they would have a system where they could report potholes. Because right now, what do? They, like, tell the citizens, well, if you see a pothole, call this hotline.
Yeah, that's right. Just
and you know what?
Lunch there. They find them, bro.
Okay.
If you want to know where anything, you know, like where make good chicken katsu and cheap, they can tell you every spot on.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to save myself. I'm going to politely. Hey, thanks for calling. still laughing.
Okay, I got to grow another eyeball behind my head, too, now.
Okay. Thank you. You take care. Be safe.
Okay, bye.
All right, 296-5467. And, yes, I'm not knocking any government employee because I know we all work hard and we all do the best we can.
Okay, we have Ron from McCulley.
Ron, how you doing today?
Hey, very good. I'm glad I kept your show. I flew in last night from the mainland. Glad I got you. Well, I was in San Fran and L.A., but I live here.
Good.
First of all, I think that's such an intelligent, common sense suggestion that you're making about a call-in hotline for. If I'm not mistaken, did Mayor Harris have something like that when he was running the city?
No, the city does have the pothole hotline.
Okay, and then two things on that note. Number one, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm thinking I drive around the city and I see things, and I'm thinking, who do I call and do other city and county? But then again, maybe they see it and it just doesn't register, unfortunately, right?
Well, again, I just think it could be part of the job. And they should have a real easy mechanism for them to just report stuff that they see, whether it's a pile of garbage, you know, signs that are missing. I just think that, you know, they should be proactive. Because I do see... some guys, like, you know, they have those like sign guys that drive around with the like three trucks and two police cars,
right,
you know, to replace the speeding signs and stuff. So, I mean, I know they're out there doing it.
Off the one of the major main thoroughfares or exit off ramps is Kenai.
Yeah,
that thing is just disastrous.
Oh, that whole Kenai off ramp and then the on ramp on the Vineyard that crisscrosses, that is a nightmare. If you ever come through there during the day, oh.
I mean, I'm serious. So I don't know if it's federal because it's part of the highway exit or if it's city and county, but that, I'm so glad I'm hearing your show today because can you answer that? I mean, that is such a major. People go to Ala Moana and they go wherever they go to the Blaisdell. You name it, that's a major exit, and that is just like Craterville. You know?
Yeah,
you know
and
what I'm talking about?
You know, it wasn't too long ago that they were talking about they were going to switch that street around, and I guess the people in the neighborhood didn't want them to do it. There was talk about, you know, where you come up one way, Pensacola, they were going to switch that to make it easier. It would have been easier to make that left turn and just go right onto the freeway.
Well, getting back to those potholes, do you know if that's federal because if it's a highway exit ramp or?
It would probably be state because I think, if I'm not mistaken, H1, even though it's a federal highway, but yeah, it is fixed by the state.
All right. Well, again, love your show and heaven help us if Hanneman gets in as governor, really.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
we'll be right back with Rolling Bob on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537 5374447. That's 5374447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
All right, we're back rolling again with Rolling Bob, filling in for my good buddy George. You know, I kind of miss him when he's not here.
Bob, you know, maybe Mario Yano should be calling us and letting us know where people can get Emzoil.
Yeah, Mario, come on. 296-5467, right? He's probably driving. And then I'm going to make him call.
No, Well, George said he'd never call in to the show, okay. So we'll see.
Well, he could call and talk to you. You could call and talk to Wanda.
Sounds good.
Anyway, rolling right along. But, hey, you know, that was some pretty interesting calls, though. But there was one underlying theme.
What's that?
No Mufi for governor.
Oh, okay.
Where everybody kind of at the end went, oh, don't.
You know when you have to vote for that congressman?
Uh-huh.
You know that there were like at least 12 people on there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I only heard about 3 of them.
Oh, it's all, no, it's just like when you vote for president and you get your ballot and you're like, who are all these other people? How come I didn't hear about it?
I know.
Hey, that's, unfortunately, the media goes with, you know, the persons that they, you know, think have the biggest draw, and that's just the business. That's the nature of the business. But there's always a bunch of people. I think we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Another Bob from Pearl City.
Hey
it's Bob's day, boy, today.
That's right. All right, another Bob. Thank you. Hey, what's the best part about Bob? You can't spell it wrong.
Bob is a very popular name.
Oh, of course, because it's a great name.
All good people are named Bob.
Plus, the other side of it is, if you say something really dumb, you blame it on the other Bob. You go, that wasn't me, that was the other Bob. Hey, all right. So anyway, what can we do for you today?
Two things. Talking about roads.
Yeah.
I live in Pearl City.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've been in Pearl City. Anyway.
Ouch.
Pearl City, Manaloa Road, from Pearl City to Palimomi.
Oh, yeah. You know, they've been working on that for ever.
The patch, but the patch comes down.
And you know, when you come down H1, and you take that turn off, and then, you know, you can go straight, and you come around where the two lanes, that is like driving through off-road.
You need a, what do you call that?
You need those
trucks that go up.
Yeah, you need the big four-wheel drive trucks. That's why there's so many four-wheel drive trucks over here.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, another subject, Mario Yano.
Yes.
I talked to him a few times. Anyway, I have a phone number. I don't know if he's still there. Kermit, you want the phone number?
Why don't we give it to Wanda off the air?
Well, I think that George gives his number on the air because he has that other thing that...
but it might not be the same number, so I don't want to give it...
Yeah.
I don't want to give out...
Wanda, maybe you should call
Mario.
Mario, and ask him if he want to broadcast his phone number.
Okay.
His phone number, yeah?
Okay.
You got him ready?
Hold on, Mr.
Yeah.
Mr. Bob.
I like that.
Because I know what his other name is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. We try not to give out last names either.
We
so.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want you getting harassed or anything. We get enough harassment. We don't need to share it with everybody.
Anyway, when you're ready, Wanda.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Well, we're winding it down here. By the way, folks, I've had a lot of fun. Oh, wait, I got longer than that to say goodbye because I'm a radio professional and I know how to talk. They're laughing at me in the control room. What is with that guy? He's crazy. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'm looking out the road and, you know, King Street doesn't look too bad from here, but I'm sure if I drive up there, I know it's pretty bad. But, you know, but again, it is Hawaii. And I have to say, I do travel a lot, and when I'm on the mainland, I do miss Hawaii. So don't want anybody thinking I don't love it here, because I do love it here. Because you go anywhere on the mainland, to me, and it's like 2 or 3 days, and then I'm thinking about, oh, I'm ready to go back to Hawaii. The people are nicer, you know, because when I was in... Florida last year. Oh, I was doing like 90 miles an hour. And I thought the rental car was going to roll over on me. I terrified myself. But, you know, you have to do those things to realize that, you know, we complain a lot about where we live, but there are a whole lot of good things about being here. The weather, I'm telling you, until you've dealt with snow and your car, you do not know what misery is. When you run out the house, start your car, turn the heater on full blast, and run back in the house and come back out in like 10 minutes. And hopefully your car is warm and not missing because people started stealing cars when you warm them up. But that's what we used to do. And you turn your defroster on, you have to scrape the snow off the window, then the snow off the back window, then you got a shovel so you can get out. It takes you about like 20 minutes to get your car ready so you can drive it. It's a rough time.
So you don't miss it?
No, I don't. I am completely over snow. I completely want nothing to do with any snow at all.
It's nice to visit but not to live there. I went to school for a few years where there's snow. And I told myself, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there are people who love snow. Yeah. And I know people in Hawaii who go snowboarding. Like my good friend Roy goes snowboarding, like I think twice a year. And he comes back. Oh, it was great. It was like 30 degrees, man. And the air is crisp. And I just shake my head. Okay, I'm real happy for you. But for me, it's got to be warm. So I like, plus, everybody looks better here because you can actually see them.
Oh, because okay.
They're not all bundled up with scarves.
That's
and,
true.
Know.
That's true. Is that why they dump all those homeless people here?
Oh, that's a myth. That's an urban legend.
That's not true?
No. Even though they've been saying that, but you know me. I take everything and I research it. And to say that a city is rounding up homeless people and giving them tickets to Hawaii, I don't think so. But that's just me. Anyway, folks, you hear the beautiful music. Hey, I want to thank everybody, Wanda. And, you know, it's a radio moment. The engineer's name is...
Chaz.
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 No, like...
Yeah, like... Chaz. Anyway, thanks. Chaz has done a great job. Thanks for helping me out, brother. Wanda, as always, or as you should say, lovely and effervescent Wanda.
Well, Bob, thank you for helping George out. He wasn't feeling well today, and it was the last minute call to
you. Yeah, he's probably really feeling sick now that he's heard me for an hour. Oh, no, I got to go ahead and cover. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. Be safe. Take care of each other. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Aloha.
preceding program did not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 KHNR Honolulu, Hawaii's intelligent talk. Now streaming on the internet at khnr.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. BP has failed to halt the Gulf oil leak by pumping heavy mud into the wellhead.
We have not been able to stop the flow, and after significant review, we have made the decision to move on to the next option.
BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles.
This job should take approximately 4 days, but it could take longer.
BP will now try trimming the leaking underwater pipe, capping it, and then diverting gushing oil into another pipe. If this plan works, most of the oil would be captured. It's the first of the season.
Tropical storm Agatha forms in the Pacific off the coast of Central America.
It has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour, and we think that the center should be approaching the coast within the next 24 to 36 hours.
Todd Kimberlane with